Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. There goes Calvin Harris Promises. 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It's time to go to the movies. And joining us online, it's our entertainment correspondent, Shane A. Bassett. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gilly.
Mate, thanks for your time this morning. Now, Fisherman's Friends. I'm a fan of the throat lozenge, but there's a movie of the same title.
Yes, the throat lozenge is a very sour from memory. I think I've had about two my entire life, but the movie is definitely not sour. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a British comedy about a group of fishermen in Cornwall, southern England, who are basically a singing group, and they get discovered and bring out a bunch of an album with a bunch of sea shanties. Now, a sea shanty, I didn't really even know what it was. It's like a, they're like pirate songs, but it's very funny and lots of fun, and it's filmed all in the locations, so it's just a beautiful area.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it sounds like a feel-good movie. I'm guessing no one's getting hurt in this one.
Yeah, very, very much. It's going to be a very... I have a feeling it's going to be popular. It's suitable for the whole family, pretty much. It's a rated PG, a little bit of swearing, but honestly, it's a beautiful film, and I do believe that it's going to be one of those sleeper hits that people will talk about it amongst their friends and then go and see it.
Okay, all right. Now, Charlie's Angels. Now, this has had many guises and remakes over the years, but the latest installment is out now.
It is. Now, I remember very well the early 2000s versions with Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu. I actually watched my DVDs of them again to get reacquainted, but I know they're from originally in the 70s, TV show. Is that right?
My young friend, Farrah Fawcett. Back in the 1970s, yes.
She was definitely a glamour Farrah. I do remember her.
Yeah, indeed. She was one of the most... I don't remember the other two. Couldn't see past Farrah, it would appear. But anyway, the latest, how does it go?
Yeah, well, this one's more of the same, just better technology. I did find it extremely funny at times, mostly due to Kristen Stewart, who's better known for her drama, and she began... the cycle of her Hollywood career in movies like the Twilight series. But this one's really good. Women can do anything, and that's exactly how Charlie's Angels rolls. It's like a female empowerment, but nothing but fun, lots of action, not to be taken seriously. But I've got to say, Gilly, I really enjoyed it. It's really a funny movie with lots of over-the-top action. I enjoyed it a lot.
Fantastic. All right, now, we were talking about this one on the show earlier when I had Wayne Swadling on from the New Blair Classic Car Club, the movie Ford versus Ferrari. Now, you've gone and seen it. Is it worth checking out tomorrow night at Odeon?
I have seen it, and it's one of the best movies of the year. Wow. Christian Bale, Matt Damon, true story. And it's more than just a car movie, because I'm seriously not into car movies and cars in general. But I do think that the story of the 1966 Le Mans 24-hour race and how the Ford Motor Company went up against the giants of Ferrari and overcome them. I mean, it's no secret that they beat them, but it's how they did it and just the style and behind the scenes of building the motors and building the cars and the driving expertise. Loved it. Really did. And I think around Academy Award time, it's going to be looked at upon getting lots of nominations.
Big names in it, though, isn't there, as you say? Matt Damon, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, to me, is like Julia Roberts, Meryl Streep, Al Pacino, those kind of actors. If they're in a movie, if Christian's in a movie, you go see it. And it's 2.5 hours long, so it's quite a lot of endurance test, but it is a long film because of the details that they go into. But I highly recommend it, and it's more, like I said, much more than a car movie. So these days, people think of car movies and they're Fast and the Furious. It's a lot more grounded than this. There's no cars jumping from building to building in this one.
Good, all right. All right, now Disney, they've got a new streaming service that's been launched in the US coming to Australia soon.
Yeah, we're getting it next week if all goes to plan, but it just launched in the US, Disney Plus. It's very, very highly anticipated, I've got to say. People who love their classic Disney and new Disney, it's all going to be on this service. But the demand apparently exceeded expectations in the US, and they had nothing but problems, major tech problems. So let's hope when it's launched next week, it's not like that in Australia. It all goes smoothly.
Yeah, fantastic. Taking us to the movies, he does it each Thursday morning with all the new releases. Shane A. Bassett, always a pleasure, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gilly. I love Thursdays talking to you. Take care, mate.